Your speaker in this lesson is Harold Bigham.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James 1:17. James states that all good things come from God. James speaks of these good things as being gifts. Yet there are gifts from above which are more valuable than these good gifts. These are gifts that are divine and are spoken of by James as being perfect gifts. Today, let us study God's perfect gifts to man. First of all, notice the divine book, the Holy Bible. The Bible is the greatest book that has ever been written, and no other book can even begin to compare to the Bible. The Bible was written by about 40 different writers from various backgrounds over about 1,600 years. The Bible is the oldest book in the world, yet the Bible is not outdated. The Bible remains relevant to us today, even though that it was written many, many years ago. The Bible contains the very revelation of God to man. God speaks to man through it. The literary works of men are often forgotten and discarded. Yet the Word of God lives on and is indestructible and eternal. Peter said, "For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." 1 Peter 1:24-25. God's word is reliable. God's word is reliable because God is reliable. God cannot lie. Titus 1:2 says, "In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began." God's word is changeless and is settled in heaven. "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Psalms 119:89. God's word will endure forever. "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." Matthew 24:35. Today we realize that we are under the New Testament as being governed by it, and yet the Old Testament is for our learning, that we might have hope therein of the great examples that are seen in the Old Testament. Romans 15:4. From the divine book, the Holy Bible, we learn about what God wants us to do in order to obey Him and to be saved from our sins. Now notice with me as we look to the second point today, the divine Son of God, Jesus Christ. Notice His perfect divine life. Jesus Christ either lived a divine life, or else He was the greatest product of imagination or deception toward us. Jesus lived a perfect life. He did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth. 1 Peter 2:22. The preexistence of Jesus proved He is God, our deity. Jesus stated to have existed before even the time of Abraham. John 8:58. Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." Jesus existed before the creation of the world. Jesus was a participant in the creation, and He maintains the creation, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Colossians 1:14-17. John 1:1 beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. John 1:14 reveals, "And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So when the time was right, the second personality of the Godhead came to earth in the form of man. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, Galatians 4:4. Jesus was born of a virgin, Isaiah 7:14. Jesus stated to be God or deity to many on several occasions. The Bible says, "But Jesus answered them, My Father worked hitherto, and I work." Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill Him, because He not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was His Father, making Himself equal with God. John 5:17 and 18. In speaking to the Samaritan woman at the well, Jesus said that He was God. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto Him, "I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When He is come, He will tell us all things." Jesus said unto her, "I that speak unto thee am He." John 4:24-26. Jesus was either all that He said that He was, or else Jesus was instead lying. Yet Jesus did not sin, and He lived a perfect sinless life. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15. So we know that Jesus did not lie. What Jesus said was true, and therefore Jesus is the Son of God. But then, finally today, notice the divine kingdom, the Lord's church. The Lord's kingdom, the church, is perfect by its cause. The value of things is determined by the cost of them. Gold and silver surrender in value and pale into utter insignificance beside the cost of the church of the Lord. It was purchased with the very blood of Christ. Forasmuch as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. Jesus' love for His bride, the church, is revealed by the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 5, verse 22, throughout verse 32. And Paul speaks about how that Jesus gave Himself for the body, for the church, for His bride. The Lord's kingdom, the church, is perfect by its divine design and marks of identification. The place of the kingdom's establishment was to be in the city of Jerusalem. Isaiah 2, verse 2, beginning, "And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." This prophecy was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 in the city of Jerusalem. In Acts 2 and in verse 5. The founder or head of the divine kingdom is Jesus Christ. "And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Matthew 16:18. Jesus is the King of the kingdom. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah 9:6-7. The Lord's kingdom, the church, is perfect by its work and mission. The church has a divine mission, to seek and save that which is lost. Luke 19:10. The church is a soul-saving institution. Its mission is to preach the gospel, help the needy, and to edify the saints. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Acts 8:4. As we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Galatians 6:10. James 1:27. Pure religion undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Acts 20:32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. My friend, will you appreciate, receive, and obey the perfect gifts from above? The perfect gifts, again, as we've studied today, the Bible, the Holy Word of God, the divine Son of God, Jesus Christ, and then the divine institution, the Lord's Church, the Church of Christ. My friend, we must hear the gospel. Romans 10:17. We must believe in Mark 16:16. We must repent of our sins in Luke 13:3-5. And make the good confession of the name of Christ as the only begotten Son of God, Acts 8:36. After such then, we must be baptized for the remission of our sins, Acts 2:38. Whereby we reach or make contact with the blood of Christ. Christ adds us to his church, the Church of Christ, Acts 2:42. And we are then commanded to be faithful even until we die for Jesus, to go to heaven in the afterwhile, Revelation 2:10. My friend, will you consider our study today? May God bless you as you continue to read and study the Bible.